Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. Over the past couple of months, we've been presenting a series of digital marketing workshops for one of Australia's real estate franchise groups. The feedback from attendees has been truly humbling to me personally, and it's been rewarding to see so many amazing examples from attendees of the action that they took immediately following our time together. During each six-hour workshop, we covered everything from websites to content marketing, video marketing, Facebook marketing, and how to use all of these amazing channels to establish yourself as the leading informational provider on real estate in your local market. But what was surprising to me was that no matter what part of the country we were in, real estate professionals are having the same challenges when it comes to digital marketing. The same questions came up over and over again. So this week, I'd like to share with you the top five questions that real estate professionals ask when it comes to digital marketing in 2016, and some helpful tips to apply in your business. Now, number one, when it comes to Facebook for individual agents or property managers, should I have a professional page, a personal profile, or one of each? The answer to this question is going to be different for everyone. And for some agents, there are many reasons to separate personal from professional. I'm sure you know what I mean by that, so I won't go into detail. My own personal belief, which you might not agree with, is that we are who we are because of the relationships that we have both personally and professionally. For me, I am no different personally than I am professionally, and I have one Facebook profile. Most of our clients here at Steps are all connected with me on Facebook, and they see everything from what's happening with my son, to family barbecues, to where I might be traveling from one week to the next. My personal life and professional life is kind of one and the same. I get to know our clients on a much deeper level, and vice versa, by having one personal profile. And this is how some real estate professionals treat their Facebook presence as well, and that's okay. The advantages of having a personal profile on Facebook, as opposed to a company page, are that your clients can get to know you on a much deeper level if you're willing to let them into your personal life, even if it's just a little. This is the strategy for many top performing agents around the world. The disadvantage of having a personal profile is that you don't have access to all of the extremely powerful advertising resources that Facebook provides to professional page owners. This means that if you don't have a professional page, you cannot advertise on Facebook. But if your strategy is simply to use a personal profile to build relationships with your clients and prospects and let them get to know you personally, it might not matter that you can't advertise. If you want to separate personal from professional and have a profile for personal posts and a page for professional posts, that's fine too. There is no hard and fast rule. It all comes down to how you want to be perceived by your clients and prospects and what your business goals are. Question number two, I need to be on social media because everyone else is. Where should I start? Now, the so-called social media gurus who stand on stage at the next conference you go to will probably try and convince you that you need to be on social media. I'm here to tell you that you don't necessarily. Let me share a story with you to explain. I recently met with the owner of a large property management company located in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. And the business owner said to me that exact same thing. I know I need to be on Facebook because everyone else is, but I don't know where to start. After profiling their local market using some pretty sophisticated software online and looking at the type of client this agency represents, we quickly discovered something really interesting. Their clients and prospects weren't on Facebook. This particular business managed over 700 properties with an average rent of around $1,200 per week. So they are dealing with some very exclusive property and a unique clientele, who are very private people. The overwhelming majority of the people most likely to employ this agency are not on Facebook. Therefore, it makes very little sense to spend time, money, and effort on the platform. Instead, this particular agency invested more in their offline marketing efforts and on other platforms where they would receive more effective results. Just because everyone else is on Facebook, it doesn't mean you need to be as well. A quick way to work out who is using Facebook in your local market is to go to Google and type in Facebook Audience Insights. This is a free tool that will very quickly identify if it's a platform you should be pursuing for business purposes. Question number three, do I really need a website in 2016? The answer to this question is very simple. Yes, you do. Your website is the only platform on the web that you own and that you can control. Platforms like the major real estate portals and social media giants like Facebook and Twitter are all businesses just like yours, and they can change the rules whenever they like. If realestate.com.au decide to put up their prices, they can. If Facebook decides to stop providing free access to the people who like your page, they can do that. If you've spent years building a loyal audience on Facebook and it shuts down tomorrow, there is nothing you can do about it. You would lose access to that audience right away. Instead, think of your website as the central hub, and all of your social media channels, as well as the portals, are spokes. And every chance you get, you should be trying to turn someone else's audience into your own, thus converting your website traffic into email subscribers for your blog or newsletter, and leads for your sales and property management departments. Your website and email subscriptions are the biggest asset to your online marketing today because they are the only platforms that you own and you can control. On every other channel, you are simply renting access to the audience on those channels, and they can change the rules of the game whenever they want. Question number four, what should I be posting online? By a quick search on social media specifically, you'd be led to believe that all that real estate agents post is their latest reviews, they're just listed, they're just sold, and just rented. Now, while that content might be helpful if someone was deciding to employ you as an agent, there are far more people not in the market to sell, buy, or rent right now. So what content are you giving those people? Put yourself in the consumer's shoes for a moment. Do you wake up in the morning thinking, I can't wait to see what my local real estate agent has posted today? I highly doubt it. During these recent workshops, I challenged everyone to take off their real estate hats for the day and instead think like a media company. Companies like Red Bull. Yes, Red Bull. They are a media company. And even though they sell a small can of energy drink, many experts are predicting that inside just the next few years, Red Bull could generate more revenues from media opportunities than from their beverages. Red Bull understands that if all you do is market your products and services, you're no different to any other business. But by building an audience around highly engaging content, and in their case, extreme sports, you can drive far more revenue than by simply shouting at people to buy what you sell. What would you do if one of your competitors started a website today with no listings whatsoever, but instead had answers to every real estate related question you could possibly think of, and it included entertaining content around the local community? These kind of websites already exist in marketplaces all over the country, possibly even in yours. These businesses are creating content that people actually need, instead of what we typically do in real estate, which is create content that we think people want. By thinking like a media company, our focus immediately shifts to building an audience instead of shouting how good we are. What are people talking about or caring about in your local market right now? Create more content around that and less of the stuff that you know is not working. Question number five was, how do I keep up to date with digital marketing trends, let alone how do I implement it all? First of all, you shouldn't have to try and do all of this stuff on your own. Simply being open-minded and curious is all you really need to be. By finding the right people who can implement your ideas is far better than trying to be all things to all people. The moment you shift your focus away from what you're paid to do, such as listing and selling houses, the less effective both areas of your business will be. Instead, find the right people who are the best at what they do to allow you to do the same. Secondly, there are plenty of podcasts and training videos online to keep you motivated. A few of my favorite resources that you might enjoy include the Social Media Marketing Podcast with Mike Stelzner, and his website at socialmediaexaminer.com. Both of these resources are rich with tutorials, information, and how-tos for beginners right through to advanced. Second resource is Content Inc., the podcast with Joe Polizzi. It's one of my favorite podcasts going around. It's short, only about 7 minutes each week, but packed with tons of thoughtful ways to grow your business. And lastly, The Craft of Marketing with Seth Price. It's a super helpful weekly podcast where Seth interviews some of the top marketing professionals from around the world. Now, all of these you can find on iTunes, and the best part is that they're all free. Now, while none of these relate directly to real estate, they relate to real estate in a big way. By looking outside of what the guy down the road is doing and instead looking at what other companies in other industries are doing all around the globe, I believe it's such a powerful way to apply other successful marketing strategies that most likely no one else in our industry has thought of. So there you have it, my top five digital marketing questions from real estate professionals. Did any of them resonate with you? Or do you have another question you'd like answered? We're always looking for ideas to write about it in our blog, so please send me an email with your question and we'll write a post about it. I'd like to say thank you for everyone who attended our recent Digital Marketing Essentials workshop, for their amazing feedback, and for those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. I hope 2016 is the year that you take your marketing online from good to outstanding. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.